Is chaos running your project, or is it really the secret weapon? What if the disorganization you're dreading is the opportunity you need to innovate? Stop avoiding the chaos and start mastering it. You mind if I share a story with you? I remember the first time that I had taken over a disorganized project. You see, the project was handed over to me and it was handed off. The handoff was very improper. That should have been red flag number one. But anyway, I digress. I got to my first scheduled meeting and it was like watching a substitute teacher step in. You know how that is when, I don't know about you, but for me, every time we had a substitute, it just seemed like the class forgot their manners or they left it at home. You see, and that's how I felt when I took over this project. And the meeting was truly a complete disaster because everyone acted like they had no clue of what the scope was about, you know, the project schedule, any risk collected. And I'm like, let me be clear, family. I was so frustrated. No, scratch that. I was mad. I was mad because of the fact that I couldn't believe that this project was so disorganized and everything, but nobody was saying anything or complaining, even though I took it over, but I didn't ever hear anything from the project manager or anything of that nature. So I called my mentor and I told him what was going on. He let me vent for a while and he said, "Are you done?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, this is why they hired you to solve the problem." I was like, "But the communication is bad. The project schedule only had a couple of lines." And my mentor said again, "I thought you were done. You are the project manager. And some of the most important skill sets that are available and makes you great and exceptional, basically, is to lead, communicate, and solve problems. Yes, there are more soft skills like facilitation, like having the ability to manage properly, sales, et cetera. But right now, you need to solve the problem and communicate the problem effectively, then lead the team to execute on the problem." Family, the moral of the story is that I don't care what organization you go to, there are going to be some organizations that are so organized projects are so organized, and then there's going to be others that are not so organized. And that leads me to point number one. Understand that chaos is inevitable, meaning projects rarely follow a perfectly linear path. You need to expect perfection leads to frustration while accepting that chaos is the natural part of the process fostered keeping a more adaptable mindset. I have to be upfront with you, family. That is something I had to learn the hard way, especially when you go, you know, if you do this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, where you start taking certifications and you're learning, you know, the proper way how to set up a project, and you go into an organization and it's disorganized, or I should say that project is disorganized. You're like, well, how did this person, you know, survive this long leading this team and having success or whatever type of success they did have? Here's my actionable tips. Shift your mindset to view chaos as an opportunity for problem solving. Again, family, this is why I love this thing called project management, because problem solving is a transferable skill. I don't care if it's your personal life or a business, having the ability to look at chaos as an opportunity for problem solving. My next actionable tip, when challenges arise, pause to assess the situation objectively and identify opportunities for improvement. I also want to throw in there the importance of getting a mentor or coach. I always recommend that, because if I didn't have that conversation with my mentor, I may have went back to lead that project with a different mindset. And meaning the mindset that I shouldn't have used of leading that team. So I'm grateful that I had a mentor that I could call, that he allowed me to vent. He allowed me to get my frustration out. And then after all of that was done, he said, "Okay, now this is what we need to do next." Point number two, the importance of receiving a proper handoff when a team member goes on vacation or leaves the organization. You know, one of the things about a family, inadequate handoffs can lead to missed tasks, confusion, and of course, a lack of accountability, especially during key project phases. Here's my actionable tip. Establish a formal handoff process, including documentation of ongoing tasks, outstanding deliverables, key contacts, and most of all, any major or even minor decision points that were made. Ensure that team members scheduled to take over have sufficient training and can access to necessary resources before the handoff occurs. Family, it's important that if you are the person that is handing off, that you set that project manager up for success or give them as much as information that you have. Point number three, managing ego in long tenured employees. You know, I'm gonna stick to what I'm thinking here, because if I don't, because I really want to go on a tangent, and I know you guys want me to, but I won't this time. I'll stick with what we're talking about. Experienced employees may feel that their tenure gives them authority, which can lead to ego clashes with newer project managers. Okay, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I just gotta say, this is something that if a new project manager was coming to me, this would be one of the major things I would tell them to watch out for. Is when you go into an organization and there are tenured employees. And when I use the word tenured, meaning employees that have been there anywhere from 5 years on up, more 10 years, because there is a challenge. This is not even in my talk. It's just, this has happened to me. And I always said, I'll be transparent with you guys that can help you so you don't have to go through what I did. You can learn from some of my mistakes so you can be a better project manager at the beginning of the stages instead of having to go through these challenges and different changes. Okay, back to what I was saying. But this is so important for a new project manager. And when I say new project manager, I am referring to a project manager that is coming to a new organization or a new department, or this is their very first project. All of that to me is considered a new project manager because of the fact of you're going to have to understand the culture. So here's my actionable tips. Address ego issues with diplomacy. Acknowledge their expertise while establishing clear roles and boundaries. That last piece, family, establishing clear roles and boundaries are going to be key. You're going to also want to use constructive feedback. And here's my secret weapon. Private discussions to address any problematic behaviors before they affect the team dynamics. That's one thing I'll do. If I notice something with a project team member, I normally pull them to a side or a stakeholder. I pull them to the side and first have that one-on-one private conversation with them to find out what's going on. And this may be, and the reason something, that the issue that may be in place is what leads me into point number four is, building trust with a project team that lacks trust. See, teams that lack trust in their project manager or one another awfully struggle from what I call the CCP, communication, collaboration, and productivity. Again, CCP, communication, collaboration, and productivity. If we're not communicating properly, and the communication is breaking down, meaning I'm not going to talk to this person or I'm not going to talk to, and then we start creating silos, which messes up our opportunity to collaborate, which then interrupts our opportunity to be productive, then we have a challenge on our head. Now, this project, we already know what is about to happen to this project. This project is not going to have the success that it could be or should have. Here's my actionable tips. Build trust by being transparent, consistent, and supportive. Hold one-on-one meetings to understand individuals' concerns and resolve them. Demonstrate reliability by delivering on your promises and supporting the team through challenges. Point number five, establish strong communication channels. Poor communications, family, can create confusion. Matter of fact, it will create misalignment among team members and stakeholders. This is what I would recommend as my actionable tip. Set up a regular communication cadence, such as weekly status meetings and share project chat to keep everyone informed. The goal is to keep everyone informed. No one should be blindsided. Nobody should say, oh, I didn't know about that. Or nobody should say, well, when is this happening? Everyone should be able to understand everything that's going on. Point number six, communicate openly during chaotic times. One of the things I've noticed in this thing called project management, when things seem to get chaotic, people do not communicate. They go to their silos. They disband from the collaboration that was being effective because it's so chaotic. This is where, as a project manager, if you don't learn anything else, this is when you could come in and really do exceptionally well. Because when things get chaotic, communication breaks down could exacerbate the disorder. Clear, transparent communication helps everyone stay on the same page. Here's my actual tips. Increase the frequency of the team check-ins during chaotic phases. Family, I would perform so many check-ins when I noticed the project was getting extremely chaotic. And I wasn't trying to tamper down the chaos. What I was trying to do, I like this, watch this, family. I was trying to keep the team member, or I should say the project team, still focused even though we're in a storm of chaos. It's like you're in the eye of the storm, but you still got to keep focused, keep executing, keep moving forward. And eventually the chaos will, simmer down. Here's my next actionable tip. Encourage team members to share updates, concerns, ideals, and creating an environment where everyone feels heard and informed. Point number 7, foster a culture of transparency and feedback. Listen, family, when issues are hidden or ignored, disorganization over time will start to fester and compound over time. This is why I always tell you, we want to get to the root, not the surface layer of what's going on. Anytime we attack a surface layer problem, we waste our time. But when we attack the root, we automatically knock out the surface layer because now we find out what the real reason of why we're not getting the proper support on the project. Why is things going, why are we over budget or why are we not on time? Here's my actionable tip. Encourage team members to provide continuous feedback and raise concerns early. And my next one is regular review process to identify what's working, what isn't, and let's just make some adjustments where needed. Point number 8, establish clear decision-making protocols. You know, one of the things I always talk about, family, disorganization occurs when decisions are delayed or unclear due to a lack of defined decision-making authority. One of the actionable tips that I would recommend is a RAID Q log. If you don't know what that is, the acronym stands for risk, action items, issues, decisions, and questions. This is important, family, because when you are in a meeting, being able to document that and then putting this RAID Q log in a secure location so that only certain people have access to it in case there is some sensitive information on there. Here's my next actionable tip. Define who has the final say for key decisions that outline the process for escalating issues. Let me park here parenthetically, family. A lot of times when we have to make escalations, a lot of project managers don't know who to escalate to, or they think that they should take them. I don't know, it's some of that self-sabotage type thing, or they're in a toxic work environment where if they went to their manager, all their manager's gonna do is push it back on them. And that doesn't do the manager or the project manager any good. So it's important to outline a process for escalating issues to ensure timely and efficient decision-making process. My bonus for today is create a centralized repository for information. Projects get disorganized when documents and communications are scattered across different platforms. Here's my actionable tip. Use a shared drive or project management tool where all documents, timelines, updates are stored in one location for easy reference. Here's my 3 transformational remarks, family, and I'll let you be on your way. Point number 1, understand that chaos is inevitable. I don't know why I struggle with that word, but inevitable. Expecting perfection leads to frustration. While accepting that chaos is a natural part, but again, family, we have to shift our mindset to view chaos as an opportunity for problem solving. Point number 2, managing ego and long-tenured employees. Listen, experienced employees, they sometimes feel that they have the authority, like, you don't know what's going on here. You don't know how to lead a project. And it's just one of those things, especially for my newer project managers, you guys are going to be up against until you start getting some small wins, and then they start developing trust in you and say, okay, we believe this project manager knows what they're doing. Actionable tip, address ego issues with diplomacy, acknowledge their expertise while establishing clear roles and boundaries. And my last and final tip, or I should say transformational remark, communicate openly during chaotic times. Family, do not try to hide. Be very transparent, be very open, be clear about in your communication. This allows everyone to stay on the same page. My actionable tip is encourage team members to share updates, and concerns and ideals, creating an environment where everyone feels safe and heard. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. For you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.